You're listening to the Dealmaker Podcast, hosted by multi-millionaire property investor, entrepreneur, and Guinness World Record holder, Liam Ryan. Discover how to start, scale, and grow your business. Become a better negotiator, create more opportunity, and make massive profit so you can live the life of your dreams.
Hey, in this podcast, we're going to talk about how to go from zero to multi-million pound property developer. I'm with the one and only Mr. Andrew Hubbard. So how do you go from zero to multi-million pound property developer? The most important thing is, of course, mindset. Everything starts in here. And if you think you can, or if you think you can't, you're probably right. And today we are standing at this latest development, a £2 million GDV build project that is going to generate in the region of £600,000 profit. So Andrew, talk us through the mindset of becoming a multi-million pound property developer.
Okay, so I mean, you're right. You know, if you think you can or you can't, you're absolutely right. So first of all, you've got to believe you can do it. And I think getting those beliefs is by hanging around people that have been there and done it.
Great.
Because they're going to support you, you know, when you've got your doubts. They're the ones that are going to say, yeah, you can do this. You're going to get some challenges and wobbles on the way. That's to be expected. We expect them on every development we do now. We get over those challenges one by one. So we don't have this overwhelm of it's going to be a million problems. We you know, go through the development, we do our appraisal, we de-risk ourselves. And there's little niggles on the way that we resolve as we're going through the process.
Yeah, because, you know, the mindset of a lot of people is that, you know, you need a lot of money to do developments. You need to be an experienced builder. You've got to be a contractor, an engineer, an interior designer. And we're telling you right now, you don't have to be any of those things. You've just got to believe in yourself and make a decision that you are going to become a developer. There is so much opportunity up and down the UK right now for small, medium and large developers. This site here is just one of thousands of sites that you can go and access even if you're completely new. This was just a piece of land. Andrew's took this through the planning process and you can see the site now. Five houses, four bedroom houses, five bedroom houses. All of these properties were sold the moment they went onto the marketplace, and people are literally going to be moving into their dream homes over the next coming weeks. So the second most important thing when becoming a multi-million pound property developer is surround yourself with the right people. And you touched on that a few minutes ago, Andrew. So, you know, give us some more information. What do you mean by surround yourself with the right people?
So you want to surround yourself with successful people, people that have been there and done it, and you can walk in their footsteps by having mentors. They've been there and done it. They've been through the challenges themselves. This will help you avoiding mistakes. You know, they've been there and made the mistakes for you, and you can learn from their experience. And it just gives you the confidence to go and do developments like this, knowing that you've got those people to support you every step of the way.
Yeah, great. And, you know, Andrew and I, we teach people how to do developments. I'm more the money man. I don't really get involved with the nitty-gritty side of developments. I've got no real build experience, but that doesn't stop me from doing multi-million pound property developments because I get around the right people, experienced people like Andrew, people in your power team. And look, there's so many people that are just negative. They're going to try and hold you back. They're not going to allow you to follow your dreams. And some of those people are your nearest and dearest, your husbands, your wives, your partners, your children, your family members. But who are you listening to? Are you going to listen to unsuccessful people or are you going to listen to successful people? And you are the average of the five people you hang around with. So it's really important to upgrade your network. And when you start to get around people like Andrew and I and people in our network, hey, if you need a kick up the arse, we're going to give you a kick up the arse. And if you need a bit of a cuddle, we'll give you a bit of a cuddle. So, you know, surrounding yourself with people that are doing exactly what you want to do, they're going to help guide you, coach you, mentor you, support you, and really keep you to a high level of accountability. And look, here's the thing. You're just one decision, one partnership, one training course, one mentor, one investor away, one small piece of land away from bagging yourself £400,000, £500,000, £600,000. The third thing for you to really consider is start small. You might not even start with a development with a £2 million GDV, gross development value. You might just start with something like a small garage conversion or building one house or one bungalow. So Andrew, talk about starting small. What was some of the stuff you were doing before you did this?
So we always say start out small. And the reason for that is because you want to learn, from just building one building. You don't want to go and do something too big, too soon, make a lot of mistakes. So once you've done a single build, you've got two choices. You can then rinse and repeat. So just keep doing that. We still build single lets. They still work. We still sort of make six-figure profit on those. Or you can scale up. A single build will take us sort of about 5 months to build. This has took us 8 months to build. So not necessarily twice the length of time for twice the amount of work. You know, scaling up actually is easier than what you think, but I wouldn't advise it too quick, too soon for your first development.
Well, we was at one of your other developments earlier today, and that used to be a garage.
That's right, yeah.
It was converted into a bungalow. Was that a two-bed or three-bed bungalow?
That was a three-bed bungalow.
So
yeah.
A three-bed bungalow, 12 weeks to do the build, in and out the deal in 1 year, and that one development, which anyone can do, made £100,000.
Yeah, exactly. So I think people feel like they've got to go and do big developments to become a developer. And I really would say, look, it's just as simple as building one bungalow, one house. Like I say, you can make anywhere from 80 to 100, sometimes more. We've got a single build up there that we're going to make 150,000 on. It's going to be a 5 month development.
Wow.
So not even
brilliant,
too long.
Brilliant. So there's some really good tips there from Andrew. That don't think about, oh, I've got to go and build 20 houses or even got to go and build five houses. You can just do one single dwelling to kickstart your development journey. And when you kickstart your development journey, you're going to go into a whole different world. You're going to be able to build a team. You're going to learn from your mistakes. You're going to build in confidence. You're going to build momentum. And we're going to talk about scaling, of course, in the next few moments. So that brings us nicely onto point number four, which is all about scaling. So we just spoke about starting small. So talk us through that scaling process. So if we go back a few years, Andrew, how did you start and how have you scaled and how's that been made possible?
We started off with one build and then we repeated it and repeated it and repeated it. And now we're starting to go into bigger projects and we reinvest our profits. And eventually, you can just self-fund your own developments going forward.
Wow, fantastic. So this particular site here, how many square foot is this entire site?
So this site's just slightly under 1 acre.
Right, wow.
And we was allowed to put 5 units on there, up to 1,000 square metres. That was the restrictions.
Yeah.
We couldn't put any more than 5 because of the road width. But quite basic parameters, and as you can see, it's a nice site.
It's coming on absolutely like a treat. And this is literally only taking you and your team 8 months to build.
Just under 8 months so far, yeah.
So one property might take you, say, 3, 4, 5 months, and just for a few extra months, you then start to build 5. What's the selling prices of these, Andrew?
So they range from sort of 365 up to 440 for the 5-bed. Liam mentioned they all sold straight away off plan. I mean, this is the thing we've found with building new builds. Every single one of them will sell pretty much instantly because the only other people building the new houses are the big house builders. You know, and they sort of cram the houses in and build them tall. They don't really build much nice housing like this. So if you build houses like this, they sell really quickly. Yeah, you get awful asking price.
Yeah, these are absolutely stunning properties. Yeah. The gardens are a good size.
Plenty of parking.
You've got plenty of parking. They come with garages. You've got good road access. So the location here is absolutely fantastic. Yeah. And that brings us really nicely onto point number 5, which is becoming your own bank. So what we like to do is build small developments like this, sell them as quickly as possible, take your big chunk of profit, and in this case, it's gonna be in the region of about £600,000. Of course, you'll have some corporation tax to pay, but then you can actually move any profits up to what's called your holding company. What happens when you've then got this money sitting in your holding company or in your bank account? What can you do, Andrew?
Well, you can lend it back to yourself or you can lend it to other people. But we'll just basically put our profits back into another deal, keep buying more land and building a pipeline of deals. That's the important part is, from this, we're going to go straight onto another development. We've got two more to go onto. And you just keep rolling. You just keep rolling your money. All your guys will go from here to another site. You build this big team of guys that come with you on the journey. They like building these type of houses as well.
Wow. So they get looked after. So you pay good money out to your team members, your subbies and your contractors. You can then become your own bank. Now, something which is really important to mention, you can actually become a developer, do these multi-million pound developments using none of your own money. You can use investor money, joint venture money, the bank's money, crowdfunding. So you don't even have to do this using your own money. Now, of course, when you borrow money or you do joint ventures, you're gonna make slightly less of the profit. But hey, I'd much prefer 50% of something than 100% of nothing.
Absolutely.
But the aim of the game is to become your own bank. So when you generate these big lumps of profit, you can then lend that money at interest to your other development companies, and then everything becomes self-funding. You can scale, you can grow, you can do two of these a year, you can do 10 of these a year. You really start to decide on the lifestyle that you want to do. I don't know about you watching right now and you, Andrew, but I didn't get into developments to work my ass off. Hey, I get it, we have to work hard, but it's also about the lifestyle, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, to put it into perspective, you know, this one deal here is going to make more than 20 times the average salary.
Whoa.
And I think for anybody watching this video, if they think they can't do this, I'm telling you, you can. You really just have to follow the system. The architect draws the plans. Everyone follows the plans. You know, I've got guys working in here. I don't need to tell them what to do. They're just following the plans and building the system.
Wow. And then really, you can decide as a developer how involved you want to be. Like for me, I'm not a builder. I'm not a contractor. The last person you want to have on these sites is me. I'm more the money man and sort of the face of what we do in building the team. But you can decide, right? You can more hands-on or more hands-off.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a bricklayer by trade, but I don't lay the bricks.
Right.
I have gangs of bricklayers that come in. You know, for me, this was just one of the most attractive things for development. It was the ability to leverage.
Yeah.
You know, if I want to go on holiday, the work still gets done. I still earn money. Whereas before, as a subcontractor, the minute I put my tools down, my money stops.
Yeah, and look, I'm looking around this site now, and it fills me with a lot of joy. How does it make you feel? You know, you've brought the team in. How does it make you and your family feel? What impact has it had on your life?
Well, this street's very special for me because we've named it after my father-in-law. So we've actually managed to name the street after one of my relatives. My sons have worked on it. We're just really proud to produce nice housing. You know, you've got families that are going to come in here and make nice memories, you know, because you're not just building it and making the money. You are producing a nice home for people to live in for many years to come.
Yeah. So there you have it. We're standing here on a multi-million pound property development. If we can do it, you can definitely do it. It has been tough out there for a long time for a lot of people. And if you're watching this now and you're not making enough money, you're not living the life that you want to live, you're not doing the things that you want to do, then perhaps this is your time to get involved with property development. Start with one and see where it takes you. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain. You've got to be in it to win it. Any last few words, Andrew, for the viewers?
Look, there's lots of deals out there. This deal was just on Rightmove. Nobody came to view it in 3 months. It worked at full asking price, even though we got £50,000 off the asking price. Just with one conversation, no hard negotiations, just a bit, you know, building rapport with the vendor, straight through planning, no problems. And this is just for us, it's the dream.
Wow, fantastic. Hey, living the dream life. So we just want to say, look, thanks for tuning into this latest video and stay tuned for more of our great development videos.
You're listening to the Dealmaker Podcast, hosted by multi-millionaire property investor, entrepreneur, and Guinness World Record holder, Liam Ryan. Discover how to start, scale, and grow your business. Become a better negotiator. Create more opportunity and make massive profit so you can live the life of your dreams.